Welcome to the FSC Minute. I am Nadine Newsom. Today we speak with the Director of Investigations and Enforcement at the FSC, Louise Edwards Brown. Welcome to the FSC Minute, Louise.
Thank you, Nadine.
Louise, if I have a problem with an FSC licensee, how do I file a complaint?
Nadine, you may contact the FSC after you've made a complaint to the company and there is no resolution to which you are satisfied. Try to obtain the letter stating the company's final position on the complaint. However, if this is not provided, you may then contact the FSC by submitting a written complaint by mail or email.
And how are complaints managed at the FSC?
Nadine, contact must be made with the FSC after you've made a complaint to the company and there's no resolution to which you're satisfied. Try to obtain a letter stating the company's final position on the complaint. However, if this is not provided, you may then contact the FSC by submitting a written complaint by mail or email. I would like to encourage members of the public who might experience problems with companies which are regulated by the FSC to contact us. Once the matters fall within the regulatory powers of the FSC, we will investigate and ensure that companies are conducting business in a manner which not only complies with the Insurance Act and regulations, but is fair to all parties involved.
And how are complaints handled at the FSC?
Once the FSC receives a complaint relating to any company regulated by the FSC, we will carry out an investigation. The first step is to request a detailed response from the entity against which allegation is made. In addition, our monitoring divisions may, depending on the matter at hand, review and provide technical analysis on the issue. These form part of the assessment to determine whether the entity against which the complaint is made acted outside of the acts, regulations, or guidelines administered by the FSC. If this is found to be so, we will seek to ensure that corrective action is taken and the matter may result in enforcement action. The FSC is committed to actively engaging the complainant, and so we acknowledge receipt of complaints within 5 working days, provide updates on the progress of our investigation, and encourage the complainant to contact us if they have additional information. At the end of the process, the FSC provides formal feedback to the complainant, which includes action taken or to be taken by the licensees, together with the FSC's position on the complaint. In addition, as a part of our procedure in conducting on-site examinations of licensees, the FSC team reviews the complaints received by the company and the actions taken by it toward resolution.
Thank you, Louise. My guest today was Louise Edwards Brown, Director of Investigations and Enforcement at the FSC. For the FSC Minute, I am Nadine Newsom.
Honey, I know we are on our honeymoon, but I'm thinking about our retirement.
What? Oh, if you talk about that, no.
Whether you will retire in 3 or 30 years, the best time to start planning for your retirement is now. The earlier you start, the more money you would have accumulated when you retire. Talk to a registered pension plan provider today. Your retirement planning tip, brought to you by the Financial Services Commission.
In observance of World Day for the Prevention of Child Abuse, the Child Development Agency presents Bless the Children, a prayer vigil in concert, Mandela Park, Halfway Tree, November 19 at 5 p.m. Featuring Jermaine Edwards, Kevin Downswell, Karen Ennis, and many more. Admission is free. Come be part of the fellowship, a Youth Month event.
A message from the Child Development Agency, an executive agency under the Ministry of Youth and Culture.
The proceeding was brought to you in time allowed for government broadcasts.